Those three words, in fact, the phrase, follow me, is a figure of speech that is used in the Bible to speak of or signify being saved or being a Christian. When the Lord called Matthew from the receipt of custom, he was a tax collector, and Matthew 9, verse 9 tells us that he was sitting at the receipt of custom, the place where people would come to pay their taxes. And as the Lord passed by, he looked at Levi or Matthew and he said, follow me. And Matthew left his worldly and earthly employment and he began to follow Jesus. And that was the time of his conversion. It was a time when he became a Christian. It was a time when he left the broad road that leads to destruction and got onto the narrow way that leads to heaven. In John 1 verse 43, the Lord entered into a city and he sought Philip out. And when he found Philip, he told Philip, or he challenged Philip, follow me. And Philip began to follow the Lord. And when someone is saved by God's grace, they begin to follow the Lord. They are converted. And I'm saying to you, this is a little phrase that can be applied in salvation. And I want to ask you the question tonight. Are you following Jesus? Have you repented of your sin? Have you believed in Him to the salvation of your soul? And are you saved by God's grace? If you are, then you're following the Lord. When the Lord uttered these words in John 21, verse 22, He spoke them to a man who was already saved, a man who was already a Christian, a man who was already following Him, for He uttered them to Peter, one of His own apostles. And the time when He uttered these words was a time when the Lord was recommissioning Peter to serve the Lord. It was a time of change for Peter. For 3 years, Peter, as one of the apostles, he had been in the presence of the Lord Jesus. The Lord was about to leave the disciples, about to go back to heaven. And the Lord is commissioning Peter in this time of change to follow Him and to serve Him. For three times He told Peter, verse 16, feed my sheep. Verse 17, feed my sheep. Verse 15, feed my lambs. And He's saying to Peter, I have a work for you to do. I have a service for you to perform. I want you to feed the flock of God. I want you to preach the word. I want you to tell forth the word of God to the sheep of the fold. And therefore, Peter, I'm saying to you, I'm commissioning you to this work. I'm charging you to do this work. And I'm saying to you, at this time of change, when I'm telling you exactly what you're to do with your life, you follow me. And we would say, Samuel, he's coming to a period of change in his life. He's left his earthly employment. He is about to enter in full time to the Bible college to commence his studies. It will bring many changes. It will bring many challenges. It will bring many differences to his life. And at such a time, the Lord would say, follow thy me. The Lord wants every Christian to keep following Him. Whatever the change of circumstances in your life may be, the Lord wants you to continue to follow Him. And I just want to pick out a number of lessons from this chapter about following the Lord to serve the Lord. And I want you to notice that the Lord Jesus told Peter to follow Him. in spite of his past failures. He's just called Simon Peter and he's told him, I want you to feed the sheep. I want you to feed my lambs. And he's charging and commissioning a man to follow him and to perform this service. And he's a man who's far from perfect. And it reminds us, God doesn't call perfect men to serve him. For if God called perfect men to serve him, then no one would occupy the pulpits of our land. No one would go forth to tell the heathen the good news of Jesus, the mighty to save, for there's none of us perfect. At best, we are only sinners saved by grace. And this chapter outlines and it sets forth Peter's imperfection. Peter was not a perfect man. And yet the Lord called him to continue to follow him and to serve him. Look at verse 3 and you'll see one of Peter's imperfections. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. Now I'm not going to take the time tonight to turn back to Matthew 4, 19 and 20, but 3 years previous to this, three and a half years previous, when the Lord Jesus called Peter to be his apostle and his disciple, he called him, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Simon Peter was a fisherman and the Lord called him away from his old employment and he called him to leave the fishing nets and to come and join the school of Christ. He would school him. He would educate him. He would prepare him for his ministry for those 3 years when he would walk with the Lord. And he called him away from the art of fishing and the employment of fishing. And he called him away from it not to return. When the Lord calls a man to serve him, he calls him away from the earthly employments to enter in to the service of the Lord. And Peter was not to return. But now Peter is going back to the old employment. I believe that when Peter started to go back, it all started in Luke chapter 22 when we read that Peter followed the Lord afar off. He was distant from the Lord. When they were taking the Lord to be tried of Caiaphas, the high priest. And he followed afar off. And then he denied the Lord. And now he's suggesting that he returns to his old employment. Do you notice in verse 5, 6, and 7, there's a sad confession. Because when Peter went fishing, the Lord Jesus drew alongside on the shore. And he said, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. When he returned to the old employment, the old life, it was a failure. That's a sad confession. He failed because he got away from the Lord. And then in verse 6, there's a simple lesson. Cast the net upon the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw for the multitude of fishes. What was the simple lesson? When you obey the Lord, there's blessing. Then there was a special revelation, for they understood it was the Lord who stood upon the shore. Even though Simon Peter had denied the Lord, he had failed the Lord, he was discouraged and thought of going back to his old trade, the Lord came alongside and he said, feed my sheep, follow thy me. And maybe there's someone in the meeting tonight and you've been following the Lord afar off. You've got away from the Lord. He won't cast you aside, but tonight he's saying, follow thy me, return to me and obey me and get back to serving me. Samuel, though, you're not a perfect man. And I can say that tonight because I know that as one who has been called, one who has sat where Samuel is sitting, one who has gone through the various application process, feeling the call of the Lord and standing before other men and testifying of the call of God in my life, I know that I'm not a perfect man. Yet for all your imperfections, the times when you will feel you let the Lord down, the Lord's word would come to your heart and say, you keep following me. I've called you to feed the sheep. I've called you to feed the lambs. Keep following me in spite of your past failures. But look again at this chapter quickly and you'll see we're to follow Christ in spite of personal friendships. I'm looking at verse 20 to 22 in particular, because as the Lord was telling Simon Peter to follow him and to feed the sheep and feed the lambs, Peter spotted John. He's the one who was close to the Lord. Do you see it in verse 20? Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved. Oh, he knew the compassion of the Lord, but he was close to the Lord, which also leaned on his breast at supper. That was the supper in the upper room, the Lord's supper. And he placed his head upon the Lord's breast or his chest. He was close to the Lord. And then Peter, seeing John, he asked this question. Verse 21, Lord, what shall this man do? You know, human nature is always concerned or taken up with others. Isn't that right? What will this man do or that man do? Or what should they be doing for the Lord? And I think we can give Peter the benefit of the doubt. I believe it's a genuine question. He's wondering, what will John do in his life for the Lord? And yet the Savior still rebuked him. Look at verse 22. He says, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? What is that to thee? Peter, you're not to be overly concerned about what other men do, about what your friends do or your friends don't do for me, but you are personally to follow me. And there's a message there and a lesson there. Because you see, there are those around about us, and maybe they're different to John. John would go on and follow the Lord, and he would serve the Lord. But there may be others around us, and they may not serve the Lord. They may let us down. They may let the Lord down. We may be discouraged by them. The Lord is saying, don't be taken up so much with others. You just concentrate. What's important to you is that you follow the Lord. Friends can die, pass on into eternity. Wasn't that true of Peter? Oh, he was a prisoner with James. James died the martyr's death. And Peter was left. Friends can desert us, as Demas deserted Paul in his missionary journey. Friends can disagree with us and separate from us, as Barnabas disagreed with Paul and left him as far as his missionary journey was concerned. None of these things should move the child of God. They should continue to follow the Lord and pursue the service the Lord has called for them to do. I say to Samuel tonight, when you go to Bible college, you will meet others. Some will amaze you with their ability, with their knowledge, with their gifts, with their talents. You may feel out of place. You may feel unworthy. You may feel that you could never live up to the abilities and the talents of others. I say to Samuel tonight, as I say to each one who is following the Lord, get your eyes off other men, their achievements, their abilities, or their failures. Get your eyes on the Lord and follow Christ and what He has for your life. in spite of what personal friends may do or not do. We're to follow the Lord in spite of past failures, in spite of personal friendships, and finally, and I'm already a minute over my time, but in spite of a perilous future. Verse 18 and 19. The Lord revealed the manner of death that Peter would die. This he spake, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And Peter would die a martyr's death. Following the Lord may bring hardship. It may bring difficulties. It may bring persecution. The Lord said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And as far as we are all concerned, we can say with the hymn writer, we do not know what lies ahead, the way we cannot see. We do not know what the future will bring. Samuel, as you start the journey this evening, and as you start out in 2 weeks' time in Bible college, do not know what lies ahead and the way you cannot see. It may bring hardship, it may bring challenges, it may bring difficulties and persecution for righteousness' sake. But while you cannot see the future, you can say one stands near to be your guide. He'll show the way to you. You know who holds the future. And he'll guide you with his hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything Him is planned. So as you face tomorrow with its problems large and small, trust the God of miracles. Give to Him your all. Whatever the future holds, keep following Christ, because those that follow Him will be blessed. Blessed indeed. Follow thy me. If you haven't started following the Lord, then do it tonight. Seek the Lord in repentance and faith and call upon Him for salvation. And if you are following the Lord, maybe you've got away from Him. Maybe there's a backslider in the meeting and you've got out of touch with the Lord. The Lord's saying, follow thy me. Get back to obedience. Get back to serving me. Get back to the house of God. Follow thy me. For Samuel, as he starts his service for the Lord, Samuel, you keep following Jesus, whatever befalls you.